وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. عبد المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام التركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning, the first of Rabi al-Awwal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and Hapa afiyat and good health. May Allah take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal in South Africa, 1446. So each one of us, let us read one dua at least. I will read it and you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you also read it. The dua is mentioned in Abu Dawood and understand the dua. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Hilal, in the Arabic language, Hilal refers to the new moon, the crescent, for the first three nights. Every three nights, the name of the crescent, the moon, changes. That is the beauty, glory, style, and diction of the Arabic language. Hilal literally means raf'u saw, to raise your voice. See the moon, janugya. Yesterday I was there at Darul Uloom Zakaria last night, and after Maghrib Salat, now I was following Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab. Hazrat was far ahead of me, and then I was looking with the student for the new moon, and then we spotted it, and then I told Hazrat about it. So you see, when you look at the new moon, even now you get excited. So you say, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, now make this new moon and new month for us a month of khair and goodness for us and the Ummah Muslimah, wa rushdin, and a month of righteousness. So when you study the profile of Imam Malik rahimahullah, then you find that Imam Malik would exert himself in the beginning of the month. When the students would ask him, Ustaji, you know, in Urdu we say Ustaji, so respected, honorable, beloved Ustad, why do you exert yourself so much in the beginning of the Islamic lunar month? Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, one of the greatest scholars of his time, used to say, if the beginning of the month goes well, then the whole month will go well, inshallah. These are the lessons we learn from our Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 37 Surah Safat, and our starting point is verse number 127, and inshallah we'll end off with verse 132 in today's lesson. We continue with the incident, episode, the events that occurred with Nabi Ilyas alayhi salatu salam. We mentioned to you in yesterday's lesson, Nabi Ilyas alayhi salatu salam's nami isme grami, honorable, auspicious name, is mentioned twice in the noble Quran. If you want the biblical equivalent for you non-Muslims, then Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, Elijah. So that will be Ilyas alayhi salam, the prophet Nabi Ilyas alayhi salam. His Mubarak, blessed, honorable name is mentioned twice in the Quran, and it means to be brave. So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 37, verse number 127, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. The people to whom he was sent to, there in the greater historical Palestine, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. Hence they rejected him, the message and the messenger. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. Hence definitely they will be presented. Presented to where? To the fire and Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. When people who are sane and mature, and they have deliberately, intentionally rejected the message, the messenger, the articles of faith, then remember that such people, they will end up in Jahannam and hellfire, and they will stay there forever. Ever and ever, everlasting doom and gloom, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, verses 64 and 65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin wa 'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily, Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and those who are sane and mature. Obviously, if people are children, people are insane, and so forth and so on, they enter Jannah. La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. So Allah Ta'ala, he is the most merciful one to show mercy. So فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. Hence they rejected Nabi Ilyas alayhi salam, Elijah, and hence they will be presented to the hellfire and everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah protect us from Jahannam and hellfire, and save us from all types of punishment. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. But there were few believers, so except those ibad, the plural of abd, one slave, Abdullah, ibadallah, the plural, so the collective, so those people who were the sincere people, they had iman and they believed in all the articles of faith, and they were sincere in their quest, not for name and shame and all name and fame and so forth, but it was done solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. So they were the ones, they were slaves of Allah, servants of Allah, and granted with the quality of true ikhlas, that their actions were done solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we, Allah Ta'ala uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, sovereignty, authority, and we were left his name, the name of Ilyas, Elijah, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, fil akhirin. In the latter nations and generations, his name is shining and glittering. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِلْيَاسِينَ. Peace be upon him, ala on Ilyas. See the word Ilyas, and then in the ending there's a ya and a noon, ye and noon, call it whatever you want to. So that comes for taqid and tawqid, that comes for further emphasis. So you will read it ala Ilyasin, like that. Now here there is an academic discussion, and you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that you need to understand it. This is a real academic discussion. We discuss this with our students, ulama, and so forth and so on. I'll take it step by step to make it easy for you. My son's name is Yasin. My son's name is Taha. Obviously, examples I'm giving. So in a case like that, the question arises academically that these are al-huruful muqatta'at, that these are the broken letters, mystical meaning, and so forth. Quran says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that no one knows the meaning except Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the question arises, my son's name is Yasin and Taha and so forth and so on. Is it permissible to keep this name? Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah say it is permissible and there's no problem with that. However, Imam Malik does not say it's haram, but he says makruh, undesirable. Because it could be that Yasin, Taha are the Mubarak blessed names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now we can't keep that name there only for our son and so forth and so on. That when it is the only like names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you know there are certain names of Allah Jalla Wala that, for example, Rahman and Rahim. Rahman, you can't keep that name for your son or daughter. You can't say Rahman for her or for him. You say Abdul Rahman, Amatul Rahman. So that is the verdict and that is the viewpoint of Imam Malik Rahimahullah. But the fatwa verdict we pass is permissible. So you don't have to change your son's name or anything when you kept his name Yasin or you kept his name Taha and so forth. And normally you will find these people whose names are Yasin, Taha are very, very intelligent. Normally you will find it like that. So that's one discussion, finish. Second discussion, look at Yasin, chapter 36, verse 1. Look at the script of it. You will see Ya and Seen, the letter Seen. But when your name is Yasin, now your name, I'm addressing you, Yasin. So Junaid Mohtar's son's name is Yasin. Now you want to write, example I'm saying. So his son's name is Yasin. So when you want to write it in Arabic, to make it distinct from how Almighty Allah's name is written, Yasin, Ya and the letter Seen. So for you, O Muslim, it is best when you write Yasin in the Arabic language, then you write it like that. See here, in chapter 37 and verse number 130, Salamun ala il. Now look at the last word, Yasin. So you write it like that. Ya alif, ye alif, and then sin, ya noon, sin, ye noon. So you write it like that. Why? Ta'adduban ma'Allah, to show respect and reverence to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Oh Allah, Jalla Wala, whenever I take your name, I will take it with utmost respect and reverence. And even when I write it, it will not be written in house. Surah Yasin, the beginning is written, the script will be slightly different. That is the sir is Arabic. That is the secret and the hikmah and the wisdom of mentioning Salamun ala il Yasin. So when we write Yasin, I'm not saying if you write Yasin, how Yasin, Surah Yasin is written is haram. We're saying ta'adduban ma'Allah, this will signify and highlight and show that we love Almighty Allah so much and we respect Almighty Allah so much. So even the script we will write is slightly different. So that is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Always understand this, O students, ulama people. Inna ka ذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily, this is how we reward those who fulfill their duty with beauty. If you have true Iman and Islam, and you follow the tariqah and the manner method of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, you don't bother to please people and so forth. People are happy, good. They're not happy, you don't have to bother about them. But you know Allah Jalla Wala is pleased. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased, and you are sincere, Allah will always elevate you. Always remember that. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. So verily, this is how we reward the people who fulfill their duty with beauty, who fulfill their duty with sincerity. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. And verily, he, Ilyasin, min ibadina al-mu'minin. They are from our true servants who had firm belief and firm conviction. So in the Arabic language, if you have Ya and Noon in the ending, you know, Shirin, see, Shir will be honey, Shir and Shir. Shir is a lion and Shir is sweet. So, Reen. So why you got the Ya Noon there? Not sweet, very, very sweet. So therefore the Ya Noon brings much emphasis. So when you start playing with words, you will understand all these type of things there. The Arabic language, remember, is fascinating that. But our people corrupted, they don't make Shirin, they say Shirin sometimes, you see. So that also can work sometimes, no problem with that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the first Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. In this Mubarak Honorable Month, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Milad Mubarak Honorable Auspicious Birth took place, and we see the Hijrah took place. And you must read the Hadith, remember, that you will find in Muslim Sharif and Bukhari Sharif regarding Hijratun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fascinating. And thereafter, the Wafatun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the demise of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam took place. So many events, incidents took place. So let's carry on now. Today is Gaza genocide, the Holocaust of the Palestinians, day number 335. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Three jutlas dispatched to hell, being roasted and toasted in hell, the haramis. So our brothers, mashallah, Yahya Sinwar has a message for the world, and we're going to roast you and toast you, inshallah, bi'aunillah, he said, with the help and permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See what we did there in Tel Aviv. We brought 500,000 people, jutlas, 10% of their adult population there. And the next person we are coming for is Ibn Salman, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. We're coming for you. We're going to destroy you and your kingdom. Well done, Yahya Sinwar. We love you for the love of the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Israeli doctors are complicit in the torture of the Palestinian prisoners in their detention centers. Can you imagine that they take the fire hose and they put spices and masala and all, and they insert it in the back passage of the Palestinians, and they torture them, electric shock and what they do. These are the most moral army in the world, and the only democracy in the world. So the world saw who are the biggest terrorists and murderers and rapists, and the world saw that which are the people who practice real democracy. All that is lip service, remember. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, and we must be very clear on that issue. We must remember that. Israel is trying to destroy that the civil order in Gaza, but it is failing all the time. Go and read your Haaretz newspaper. Every time they try and destroy something, Allah Jalla Wala has given this Palestinians, you know, such firm iman, yakin, conviction, that in 1 week and that they back in action and they regroup and they say, come on, the jihad is on. Let us take these jutlas apart, and they can see the awnullah, nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. The help of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and victory is very, very near. All of us should make dua and read and do something good. See, you know, everyone got a cell phone now. Very few people don't have the smartphones and ugly phones and what. So at the bottom there you will see Meta. Not our Mehman people, Meta. You know, we get Mehman people, Meta. So maybe some people, they pronounce it as Meta. Meta means sweet, sweet, you see. So Meta, I see, that's how they pronounce it. So Meta passed the ruling. Viva, viva Palestina, from the river to the sea. They say to write down on our social media, whether it is, you understood, your WhatsApp, or whether your Instagram, or whether your Facebook, or whether it's what and what, may I don't even understand all these things, but they, I see it comes up there, Meta or Meta, whatever you want to say. So to say from the river to the sea, totally acceptable, and there will be nobody can harm you and tell you that beside the jutlas, haramis, they can go to hell. What we have to worry about them? BB gives a strong defiant message to the world. Israel will not leave the Gaza border there with Egypt and the Philadelphia. We're going to stay there, and that is for our security. All this is just talk so that he can stay in power and prolong the inevitable. He has to fall. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Anybody based on batil and falsehood, remember that they will perish one day. You remember South African politics? There was a prime minister, and he was called P.W. Botha, and he said, we will never give in to the blacks and the ANC and so forth. Margaret Thatcher said in 1983, the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. They said they called her the Iron Lady. Iron Lady dispatched to hell. And remember that 1994, Mandela becomes the president. So that is what's going to happen there. Yahya Sinwar told the Jutlas, one day I will be your president and I will be interrogating you. Allahumma haqqiq raja'ana. Ya Allah, let that happen and fulfill our hopes and aspirations. For the Yahud, Allahumma la tarfa lahumul raya wa la tuhaqqiq lahumul ghaya. Ya Allah, never let the flag and banner of Israel be raised in Gaza and in Palestine and never fulfill their aspirations and their hopes. Beautiful du'as. Learn it, O Ummah. So sanctions on RT. Can you believe that RT is Russian TV? So they give wonderful news. You don't have to go watch the TV. Everything is written now. I see it every day. Haaretz I see. And I see this RT, the written news. And from there I get a lot of news. And I tell my team here also that go to RT. They give you good news. So now America applies sanctions on RT. You must remember, they say that their chief editor and so forth are meddling with the elections in America. But the elections are already cooked up. I sent it out to you yesterday that the elections are already finished in America and it's cooked up. Kamala Harris, half Indian, half African, and she was brought up in Lusaka, Africa, South Africa, Southern Africa, in Zambia and so forth, if you know her history and geography. So they say that it's very difficult for Trump to win, and Trump the idiot, he takes all those musical stars, their songs, and he plays it without their permission. Hence, they're going to sue him for millions and millions. Trump is a big idiot, remember that. Mongolia will not be punished for hosting Putin. There'll be no sanctions, nothing, you must remember. So what can they do? Putin tells Mongolia, mean, one day I'll finish you up. You better treat me properly. So they gave him a royal time. President Putin, big harami, but I like you. As long as you smack and give the Americans a bloody nose, we will support you. Nigeria, petrol crisis. You know that South Africa, the petrol price came down yesterday. There it went up 50 cents, meaning 50 cents, American cents. So almost half a dollar. So it's too much, you must remember that. You know, our rand dollar is 18 rand now, plus minus, right? So now if it goes up 8 rand, 7 rand, is what the increase. So people in Nigeria are gone crazy, remember that. All this corruption in our African countries. The politicians are crooked like you can't believe. So Trump says Ukraine are lying regarding the death toll. You see, that's Trump. He just speaks whatever comes in his head, whether it's correct, lies or propaganda. He says, you Ukraine, because he likes to play good with Putin. You see, that's Trump. So he says, you Ukraine, you are lying about the death toll. If you tell us 1,000 people died, it's actually 2,000 or something like that. So that's why. So Putin must get happy. He's preparing already for the White House, but I don't think he's going to make it. That's what I think. Ukraine, remember, they will be the ones that are torturing the Russian prisoners of war. And obviously, Russia will do the same. You know how it works in that part of the world. Interesting story. Now listen to this here for you as Muslims. The Pope Francis, the guy, he can't walk straight, but anyway. So the Pope is in Indonesia, the largest country as far as population goes amongst Muslim. And today there'll be an interfaith meeting. Six religions will be represented. Where? In Masjid Istiqlal. If you went to Jakarta, they call it Jakarta. So Jakarta, there's a big masjid which I went to, five stories, six stories, and it's called Masjid Istiqlal. They'll be having the interfaith meeting there. And the Jutlas will be there, Christians will be there, Buddhists will be there, and who, and obviously Muslims. All this interfaith and all that, absolutely haram. It is just they want to show the world that we are very, very enlightened people and so forth, and curry favor with the West and so forth. Story time quickly. When I was at the Jakarta, Indonesia, we have our students there, so they came there, and I remember I stayed in a holiday inn there. So Jumma everything they arrange. You know where they arrange, you understand, Jummah in Jamiatul Azhar. Jamiatul Azhar in Egypt is very, very famous. But there's a Jamiatul Azhar there, you understood, in Jakarta. So I even asked them, is this Jamiatul Azhar connected in any way to the Jamiatul Azhar in Egypt? He said, no. They said, in the good old days, Sheikh Shaltut came there and he said, you must give this name here. But we're not affiliated with them or anything. That day, the lecturers and the big, big shots there, you understand, the deputy dean and what, they called me in the big office, 5-6 of them. They said and told me this personally, we want you to speak on this particular topic. I said, okay, which the 40,000 students there. It doesn't mean the 40,000 were there for Jummah, but a big amount of people, you know, big crowd it is. So anyway, so they said that we heard that you speak a lot against the Shias. So we don't want the Shias here in Indonesia. We know the havoc they cause and so forth. I said 100%, ahlan wa sahlan. And I spoke and they translated and then we had a Q&A and so forth. A wonderful, lively session. So, but the traffic there is gone crazy. So therefore, they're building a new capital. Now listen to this. If today there is elections there in Pakistan, free and fair elections, Imran Khan will win with a landslide victory. Okay? But what happens is this, Imran is still in jail and his party is getting stronger, you understand? And they are the Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, Pakistan Justice Party. So now they want to have rallies where in Islamabad and so forth. So the government now is putting brakes on it and saying, no, you can't have there. But they had a rally yesterday or day before yesterday in Swabi. Swabi is that side there, you understand? Where Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab and them come from, that's Swabi. So near that, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people came. So Imran is in jail, but you must remember that he has the support of majority Pakistanis, but you must remember Pakistan is not run by the politicians, it's run by the army, and the army take instructions from America, because then they get $1 million, and that is the truth of the matter. If you don't understand that, then you don't understand Pakistan politics. Now let's go to America, near Atlanta. So there was another disaster. 4 dead and 9 injured near at the high school, near Atlanta and so forth, you see. Who pulled the trigger? A 14-year-old lighty, 14-year-old boy, and he killed them. Now they're going to charge him for murder, and they say he'll be treated as an adult. So that is America. There the youngsters, those go a little bit ballistics. You see there, you must remember that I've been to America twice. So there, these guys who are psychiatrists, you know. 3/4 of them, half of them are also crazy, you must remember. So one of them has to go visit another psychiatrist. And if you look at them also, you will look. That 1-2 guys told me the psychiatrist, when I looked at them, they looked but dully to me also, you understood? They see so many mad people, I think, and crazy guys, they also get but dully and so forth. But anyway, that is what America is all about. U.S. woman, now listen to this here. Listen to this here. A U.S. lady, her name Elizabeth Wolf, and she was a real wolf and harami. She tried to take a 3-year-old Palestinian girl, American Palestinian girl, and drown her. My hatred for you Palestinians. And she took the girl and wanted to drown her. They're charging her for attempted murder and what. These are the people, remember that. But they'll tell you of human rights and tell you of democracy and so forth. Look at India, the harami as well. Modi, the BJP, the RSS. Listen to this, you Muslims. You need to wake up and understand whatever Quran says. The Jutlas are your worst enemy. And the Hindus are your worst enemy, Quran says. Chapter 5. Verse number 82, the last verse of the 6 Supara, 6 Jews, just before Wa'idah Sami'u. 28 Muslims rounded up in Assam. So Assam is a state. They detained and then they took them away in front of their relatives and family and put them in a detention camp. You are not Indians, you are foreigners. Just imagine that. They're staying there for generations, but because their documents are not in order and they are Muslims, they'll be treated treated differently. That is the apartheid now in India, supposed to be the largest democracy in the world. Remember Modi and them want Hindutva. They don't want Muslims there. If you stay there, you must then praise their idols and gods and what have you, Allah forbid, become just like them. Otherwise, Pakistan or Kabristan. You see, you go to Pakistan or we send you Kabristan to the graveyard. Allah's curse be upon them. We never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. But definitely we will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus, especially in Israel and India, our arch enemy. So you must remember, post South African news items I give you quickly. Post office is in Sakarat, South African post office. And there's a lady I heard an interview the other day on radio, Fatima Ghani. You know, I don't. Maybe she's my connection. You know, I must find out. So she's somebody, the big person in charge, CEO or whatever they call, and they say they can still salvage it. But I don't know. I'm paying still for my this thing. You understand? Box, PO box. But we hardly go there because there's nothing coming through. So I must mull whether I must pay them again. You understand? End of this year or not? So anyway, post office in South Africa on the verge of collapse. That is courtesy of ANC. 100%. Day to blame. Free State Mayor, listen to this story here. Just listen to this. This is corruption in South Africa, the legacy of the ANC. A Free State Mayor, she says the government and the Free State and whatever must pay her 100,000 rand for her transport arrangements per month. Transfer 100,000 rand because she is leasing a car and all that. Can you believe that? And that is, you must remember, a big, big article there. Zuma, Obama is going to be dancing and he'll be shining and he'll be busy. Why? The king of Iswati, the king of Swaziland, is going to get married to Zuma's daughter. And the king of Iswati, Swaziland got 15 wives. Zuma's daughter will become his 16th wife. You South Africans who are not Muslims, there you can go there to Swaziland and settle there, and legally you can have 8 wives. But he's the king, so he has 16 wives. So what you have to say, 60% of the people there don't even earn $2 a day, and the king leading a lavish lifestyle, and I can just imagine Zuma smiling, you understand, and he's giving his famous laugh and his famous dance. So Zuma, I want to meet you, President Zuma. I like you. I want to make you Sulman, but I don't want security and all these people and media. Just me and you. And I kept your name already, Yaqub Juma. We make you a Maiman also, inshallah. Maimana. So Zuma's daughter to marry the Swazi king, wife number 16. The DA and the ANC are good when it comes to national level, but they're fighting like cats and dogs when it comes to local and municipal elections and so forth. Inshallah, today our program will be Mawa Musa Akudi will be interviewed by Mona Zahid, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12. Inshallah, we continue with the imams to the jurors. Today we discuss Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, rahimahullah. 2-3 quick announcements. Mr. Kenny Naidu, you're listening on Radio Lansar, right, Kenny? So thank you. I know every day you wish me well, but yesterday you sent me a very touching letter. Mustafa Habibuna Rasul Allah taught us, "Man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah." Who does not thank humanity has not thanked Allah. Thank you very much, Kenny. Really appreciate it. I sent it out to all the groups and everything. Jumma tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be in 15th Street. You know this 23rd Street and there, 15th Street, free the door, page view. So Jumma will be there. Inshallah, we'll give you the details tomorrow. Inshallah, Aziz. Jimona Salim, let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, my fiancée wants to meet my parents this coming Monday. My brother makes the final choices, so want him to wait for 2 weeks before he can meet them. Mufti Saab, is it okay for my fiancée to meet my family before we get married?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your brother does not feature much in this. If your father is alive, he has the final say, not your brother. Your brother might be the man with substance and influence and all the dollars and rands and rupees and all that. So therefore, he can wield his muscle and so forth. But Islamically, you don't have to worry about him. You tell your khatib, you call him khatib and khatiba. So you tell him, you must remember, because you say fiance and fiancé and all that, so in Arabic you call, when the engagement is done, the mumitu is done, both parties agree, we're going to get married and so forth very soon, then that you call khitbah. And then when the day the nikah takes place, we call it khutbah. You ask Muslim Kareem how many nikahs he performed, much more than me. So remember that. So that is khutbah. So you tell them to come. Your father is happy and finished. You can make the date and everything. You don't have to wait for your brother. He just wants to show off because he got a lot of money and so forth. He doesn't feature. Your father gave permission. Your mother is happy. You carry on and set the date. So quickly to get married. Don't procrastinate and don't delay. At-taswifu min ash-shaytan. Delaying is from Satan and Lucifer.
Kitab, what happens if a person drops the Quran? What should they do?
When we were in madrasa, and I'm sure same thing you also must have learned, Ma Salim, and that is we were not baligh and mature, and that, you know, we started at young age with Allah's help. Now sometimes the Quran falls down by mistake, obviously, unintentionally, inadvertently. So they used to tell us, you know, that you will have to pick up that the salt and all that, you must weigh the Quran, and that amount of salt you must give out in charity. If you're not going to do that, then you will have to pick up that salt with your eyes and all that. That is when we were very young. Now that is 100% story in your Lal Kitab, the red book. You know from where it came? Saharanpur, Palanpur, Dabelpur, Kolvatpur, all fairy tale stories. Just make two rakat salatu tawbah and read this dua. Last verse of Surah Baqarah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh beloved Allah, do not take us to task and don't punish us for that which happened forgetfully. Oh akhta'ana, this is akhta'ana, which happened inadvertently, which occurred unintentionally. Give us some charity, any amount. So that's what you should do. But all that salt story and all that is all fairy tales. Come from Lal Kitab, you understand? The red book they brought from India and came here.
Kutisa, 1400 years ago, there were no watches and time as we have it today. So how are Salah times calculated, especially Fajr and Maghrib during cloudy and rainy days?
So you know they had sundials and all that. So that is the miracle of Islam. You must remember that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the glad tidings. You speaking about 1400 years ago. Come, I tell you what Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. When Dajjal, the big Satan and Shaitan, the biggest deceiver, will emerge. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that Dajjal stay here will be 40 days on this earth. The first day he will stay will be Kasanatin. The first day will be equivalent to 1 year. The second day will be equivalent to 1 month. The third day will be equivalent to 1 week. And then the remaining 37 days, ka'ayyamikum hazihi, will be like your normal days. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu was so concerned about Salat. They said, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the first day he is around, Dajjal, the Shaitan, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was Palestinian. So he, when he comes down, he will dispatch Dajjal, the Antichrist, straight to Jahannam, where? Between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, in a place called Lud, Bibabil Lud. And they spell it L-O-D, and we say Lam and Dal. So then they ask Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now how will we be reading our 5 daily salat if the first day of Dajjal is like 1 year? He, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, Mubarak, are faqduru lahu, that you must use your discretion and so forth and so on. So Islam, my brother, is such a religion, practical for all times, all places. I'm traveling this continent, that country, how many time zones we broke through. I traveled once 22 hours in a plane, you understood, from this country. I was fasting also, the longest fast I kept with my life. So with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So how we calculate the salat time while we airborne? You're going to different countries. You left on a Tuesday and you land on a Thursday. You leave on a Thursday, you land on a Wednesday. Which direction you're going? So a lot of things happen when you travel globally, internationally. So faqduru lahu, you use your own discretion. That is our Islam, practical for all times, all places, all situations.
Mufti Sahab, if someone doesn't follow or intentionally breaks the rules, should they be reprimanded?
100%. Remember, if you're speaking about Islamic rules, see, I give you one verse of the noble Quran. Darne ka maqam hai. This is something we should be very, very concerned and worried about. We just take the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam very light. You see, I just sunnat. Quran Kareem tells us, Surah 24, Surah An-Nur, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, Allimu nisaakum Surah An-Nur. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anha, Amirul Mu'mineen, wrote a letter to the people of Iraq. You want references of this? Go open our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni's works, Rawa'i'ul Bayan, and so forth. You will find Hazrat Aisha saying, go open Tanwirul Adhan, the seed which he edited, which he gave me personally in four volumes. So there he wrote, وَكَتَبَ عُمَرْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ أَلِّمُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ سُورَةَ النُّورِ. Teach your females also Surah Nur. Why? There are many social family issues. Surah Nur, chapters 24, it comprises 64 verses. Go to verse 63, the second last verse. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. Those people should beware. Those people should be concerned who go against the command of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deliberately you are doing that. And to sibahum fitna, such a calamity will come on you. Suddenly you becoming a Shia. Suddenly you becoming a Qadiani. Suddenly you are becoming a Murtad. Allah forbid. Allah protect us. And fitna is nakira, is a common noun. Or yusibahum adhabun alim, or it afflicts them a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So it's a major, major concern. Quran teaches us, chapter 24, verse 63.
Kisab, what is the fazilat of using the miswak compared to using a modern toothbrush, which is so more advanced?
So, my brother, our deen is based on naqal. Naqal means based on Quran Sharif and Sunnah, which you must remember is based on wahi and revelation. I just give you certain ahadith, then you will understand. In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Lola ana shukka ala ummati la amartum bisiwaki inda kulli salatin. So, if it was not difficult for this ummah, I should have made using the miswak compulsory before every salat. If you are in the haram, especially in Makkah, and that you can see it very clearly, that many a time the imam comes out from the hatim, and you think, some people think it's a cigarette, it's not cigarette, astaghfirullah, that he's got his miswak there, and he's still making miswak before he comes to the musalla, and so forth. That's when they used to make imam there, right by the Kaaba. So that's one. So second one, the hadith also is mentioned, but one is mentioned muttasilan, and other one is mentioned. So lawla ana shukala ummati la amartum bi siwa. So if it is not difficult for my ummah, then I should have told them to make wudu, the miswak compulsory before the wudu, at the time of wudu. Shafi'is and them gave a preference to the one of salat. Hanafis and them gave virtue preference to the hadith of wudu. So that is academic discussion. You say that the toothbrush is so advanced. Do you know some of the toothbrush, they use the bristles and they use parts of the swine and the pig? So do you know that? So what you talking? Any person, remember, who thinks that today's anything is better than a sunnah, then this verse will apply for him, which I just quoted. I don't know which question Mosalim is going to ask. So you must remember that chapter 24, verse number 63. Beware what you are saying. Our deen is based on naqal and not aqal. Naqal is wahyain, the Quran Sharif and sunnah mubarakah. I just give you one virtue, then I'll take the last question. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, then yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. We're not saying you can't use toothbrush, you can use, provided it's not made from swine and pig and what. And if it's other things, then it's fine. But you can never say it equates the miswak or is better than a miswak, then that is totally haram and you can lose your iman if you start making a mockery of the miswak and any teaching sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last question, Mullah.
Kisab, who is classified as sahib tartib? Kisab.
Sahibat Tartib is that person from the time, you must remember, he or she became baligh, they never missed a salat. So if they miss 1, 2, 3, 4 salat, they still Sahibat Tartib, but they must make qada. But if they miss 6 salats then or more, then they no more Sahibat Tartib. So that's basically the rule that you should understand. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.